Bradion Alifa, Quishle Nagara.
Well, Bradion Alifa was established in 1993 to provide an all-Irish radio service to the Greater Dublin area. To this day, in the Republic of Ireland, there are only two fully licensed all-Irish language radio stations. But Bradion Alifa is, I suppose, geared more towards an urban audience, possibly a slightly younger audience. And one of the things which the station wanted to do from the beginning was to be fairly revolutionary, to not be associated, I suppose, with the old cultural baggage that sometimes goes with the Irish language. I'm Muir Shofinuch, I'm the station manager. We operate with three full-time staff. We have a technician, Fergal Sachs, and our programme coordinator, Cian McCartig. As well as that, we have one part-time staff member, the Muir Gerishachtanya, or weekend steward. Everyone else in the station takes part on a voluntary basis.
Do you go to Bradion Alifa? I love volunteering here because I think the atmosphere is just brilliant and everyone's so involved and energetic, and we're all kind of doing the same thing, so everyone can kind of help each other out in different aspects. I'm Helena King and I've been working with Bradion Alifa for almost 2 years now. I suppose I've always wanted to come here more so than anywhere else because of the Irish language. It's such a unique thing and it's special to so many people who speak it that it's a great opportunity to be able to use it.
I'm Cian McCartig and I work with Bradion Alifa radio station in Dublin as the programme coordinator. So my day starts at about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and I come in to research items for the spoken word content that's going to be going out throughout the day on the show. So I present a show every day at 2 o'clock called Beoig a Do. So that would be the first thing to get sorted. We'd have live interviews with politicians, musicians. It's kind of a mixed bag type show. And as well as that, we'd be working towards the evening time, booking guests for our current affairs and arts programmes as well. To get people to speak Irish on air is one thing, but actually find the Irish speaker in the first place is another thing. But luckily, Twitter and Facebook have been very helpful for us. For example, when the awful tragedy happened in Boston recently at the marathon, through Twitter we were able to find Irish speakers who were living in Boston. So it's kind of opened up a whole new world of finding people and connecting people, and people seem to find each other a lot easier, let's say, through Twitter now, and the amount of people who tweet in Irish.
Hi, I'm Fergal Sachs. I'm the technician here in Bradion Alifa. It's a great job. I get to come in to work every day and meet different people, all of them really enthusiastic about what they do. Some of them really enthusiastic about the Irish, more of them really enthusiastic about just having an opportunity to go somewhere where they can chat to people in Irish, all really, really into it. They're doing it for nothing. They're volunteering. There's, 120 people volunteering every week.
What I think the people who established Bradion Alifa were trying to do was establish a radio service which would provide an urban, city-focused radio service through Irish to people who lived in Dublin and spoke Irish. As far as I'm aware, there are more people who speak Irish daily outside of the education system living in Dublin than there are in all of the Gaeltacht regions combined.
I like the way in Bradion Alifa we speak in Irish, we present shows in Irish, but we're not talking about Irish the whole time. We're doing international news stories, we're doing music stories, talking about plays, talking about anything. Just shows that it is a modern language and it's not maybe a dead language.
We were simply over the moon when we won the Radio Station of the Year at the Celtic Media Awards. To think that we can compete and even win over the likes of RTÉ Radio na Gaeltacht, which receives €10 million funding compared to our relatively meagre €200,000 a year grant. So we're hugely proud of the achievement.
Radio.